paragraph base. V'ze b'chinas goydel ha-simcha shel yontif. With this, we could understand the great joy of Yontif. V'somachta b'chagecha v'yisuach sameach. So many psukim in the Torah that emphasize that that's what Yontif is all about. Because as a result of the tefillah bebechinas din of this bal koyach, it generates all the different things that we mentioned earlier. Shehem hisgalos hakovoid, a revelation of the kovod of Hashem. Shaydeza nimshach hashpoas hanavua. Ad shezoichen lebechinas hakoil shel hashir sheyisa losid. Shehu hakoil hamashkes hagan, the voice that waters the garden. Bechinas v'nohor yoytz meid mashkes hagan. Shaydeza hakoil yecholon loychiach. Through that coil, we have the ability to reprimand properly. Umisham. Mikol hashir hagodol hazeh nimshochim kol hasmochois. And it's from that special song that's played on that harp of 72 strings, that song that corresponds to the voice of the person who knows how to be mechiach properly, that koil, that song, is the source of all simchas. Kizeh hashir kolul mikol hasora mine negina. Because that song is a composite of all 10 types of song. As Rabbeinu Zal writes over there, the 10 types of nevuah, the 10 types of song. That's the source of all different types of simcha of all the different worlds. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Ale osor va'ale novel, ale hi goyen bechinor, Ki simachtani Hashem befo'olecho b'masi odecho aranein. K'moshikos mokom achar, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in other places, u'mishom hu goydel ha-simcha shel yontif. And that's the place from which this great joy on yontif comes from. Ki b'yontif tzrichen lahamshech latzmoy simcha gedoyla mebechina sakoyla shirazeh. Because on Yontif, a person has to try to draw upon himself this great simcha that comes from this song, which shines on Yontif. Because Yontif is Yitzias Mitzrayim, which was brought about through the tefillah of this great Bal Koyach, Shaydeze Nimshach Koil Hashiraze. And Rabbeinu Zal said that from the tefillah of this great Bal Koyach comes this special song with all of this simcha. Vaydeze Biatzmoy Betelin Kol HaMelachos B'Yontif. And this is what does away with all kinds of work on Yontif. Kikishen Esoyer Koil Hashir Hazeh. Because when this song gets turned on, O Azai Betelin Kol HaMelachos, all kinds of work are eliminated. Ki ha-koil hazeh hu b'chinas nohor yoytze mi'eden lahashkes esagan. Because this koil corresponds to that river that flows from Eden to water the garden. Shehu b'chinas oineg Shabbos. That's the concept of the pleasure of Shabbos, which the Zohar HaKadosh says, ki Eden nohor gan hu roshe tevois oineg, kemoy shikosu b'Zohar HaKadosh. The first letters of the words Eden, Nohor, and Gan. Eden is the source of the highest level of light and joy. Eden, the Gemara says, the Pasuk says, Ayin loiroaso lekim zulasecha. No eye has ever seen the unbelievable splendor and light and joy in Eden. And from Eden comes forth this Nohor that flows into the Gan. And the first letters of those three words, Eden, Nohar Gan, spell the word Oineg. Oineg, which means pleasure, splendor. That's the Oineg Shabbos. Ki oz yihye yoim shekulay Shabbos. Because when that song will be activated, when Mashiach will come, when we'll have that shir, then it'll be yoim shekulay Shabbos. She oz betelin kol hamalochais lagamri. Vayish bois. Bayim hashim kol malachtoi. That's when all work will be terminated. Rak machmas shebiyontif tzrichen lahamshich koil hashir hazeh ayde atfilan al shal bal koyach. However, because of the fact that on Yontif we have to draw that song through the tefillah of the bal koyach, al kein yesh boi eizem malochos hamutorim. That's why there still are certain minimal kinds of work that are permissible on Yontif. Sheheim meleches oichel nefesh, work that's directly related to food preparation, cooking, baking. Ki b'Shabbos Nimshach Hanor Hayotze Mi'eden Mi'atzmoi. Because on Shabbos, that river that flows from Eden comes by itself. Shubchinas Hakoilanal, that song. Ki Shabbos Kviya V'kaima. Shabbos is a Kedusha that's established on its own. We don't do anything to make it happen. V'oz Iker HaRachmonas V'adas. And on Shabbos is when you have the highest level of Rachmonas and Das. K'may Shekosu B'simin Kuf Yutes. As Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 119 in Likut Imran, Al Maimar Azal Yecholo Hi Shetarachim, explaining the Gemara that says what a person is supposed to say when they visit a sick person on Shabbos. Yecholo Hi Shetarachim, that Shabbos has the ability to have Rachmonis on you. Because Shabbos is Shleimus Hadas and Shleimus Rachmonis. Ki Oz Mizbatel Zuamas Hanochosh Me'elov Al Yidei Etzem Kedushas Hayoim. Because on Shabbos, the filth of the snake is eliminated by itself just by the pure holiness of the day itself, Shabbos, which was established, you know, when Hashem first created the world. And that's why on Shabbos, all work is abolished completely. Whereas Yontif, which comes out on weekday, not on Shabbos necessarily, sheyesh bahem birurim, and we know in the weekdays there still are birurim taking place, there still are refinements and adjustments taking place, utzrichen asiyas melacha, and it requires work, it requires effort, ve'ikr kedushosoi shel yontif ha'idei abal koyach hanal shoyseh melchome gedoy lemasit rach ra'idei atfil b'b'chinas din, and the main kedusha of yontif comes through that tzaddik, through that bal koyach, who wages a major war with the sitrachra through his tefillah b'b'chinas din, ad shemekiyo kol ha'kedushos, until the sitrachra is forced to give back all the kedushas that it swallowed up, ad shezoichon l'koyel hashiranal, until we're zoicha to that great song, Shubachinas Hanohor Hayetzim Yedim, Shubachinas Kedusha Shabbos, Shemisho Mekablam Yisroel Kadesh Yomim Tovim. That's where the Jews draw, that's where we draw the holiness with which to sanctify these Yomim Tovim. We draw from Shabbos, we draw from the Nor Hayetzim Yedim. Umachma Shekedushas Yontif Nimshach Aldiyam Elchomanal, because of the fact that the Kedushas Yontif comes about through a battle, through a major war that the tzaddik has to wage against the sitrachra. Aydei goydel koyach hatzadikim balei koyach anal, alkein yeshboi eizem alochois. That's why on Yontif there still are some types of work. Shein b'chinas isarusa de lesata. They reflect certain effort from below that has to take place, certain effort on the part of Klal Yisrael in order to make it happen. Machmas she'ikr kedushas yontif nimshech alidei isarusa de lesata, because of the fact that the main kedusha of yontif comes through isarusa de lesata, through our efforts. Shehu alidei atzadikim balei koyach hanal ki yontif Yisrael hu demekat shelhu k'moy shem razal, because the Gemara tells us who sanctifies yontif. Bnei Yisrael, not Hashem, we're the ones. Mekadesh Yisrael vehazmanim. Hashem shines Kedusha into Yisrael, and we pass it on to the Zmanim. We pass it on to the Yomim, to the Chagim. V'alkein kol Kedushas Yontif toloi betzadikim. And this is why the Gemara emphasizes that the Kedusha of Yontif is dependent on the Tzadikim. Shelohem nimsar la'aber shonim ulegboya chadoshim. They are the ones who are given the authority to design the calendar, you know, to declare what should be a leap year, how many days in the month. Shebohem tluyin kol ha'moedos, upon which all the holidays are dependent on. Ukemuvan besimin kuf lamed hei, as Rabbeinu Zal brings in chapter 135 in Likut Imran, al posuk ki ekach moed, ki kol ikr kedushas yontif nimshach al yidei tefila bebechinas din anal, because the ikr kedusha of yontif comes from that tefila bebechinas din, shenimsheches al yidei atzadikim balei koyach anal, which comes from those tzadikim who have that great koyach. Now that's why there are certain types of work that are still permissible. Now you'll understand why what kind of work is permitted on Yontif? It's called Meleches Oichel Nefesh. Ki ikar kol hamilchomanal shel atzadikim alidei atfilanal at shemamshichem akoilanal ho ikar hu b'shvil tikun oichel nefesh. This whole battle of the tzadik who davens the tefillah b'bchinas din in order to draw that coil, what's one of the major goals? What's one of the major products? It's lahagbir mezayna de nafsha v'nishmosa al mezayna de gufa. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran that there are two things that are on two opposite ends of a seesaw. One is called mezayna de gufa, the mozayn haguf, the nourishment of the body, and the other is called mezayna de nishmosa, what nourishes the soul. And the more a person strengthens A, the more they weaken B. These two are opposite forces, on opposite ends of the seesaw. So Rav Nosson Zal says, we see over there in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal says, that one of the major functions of this tefillah bebechinas din is to strengthen the mezoina de nishmosa, the mezoina of the nefesh, ochel nefesh, as it says in the Gemara about Yontif. Kamo shekosef shem, as Rabbeinu Zal says in Likutei Moran, ובשבס נעשה כל זה ממילא על ידי עצם קדושה סיום שכפי וקיים הכנל. On Shabbos, all of this happens automatically. We don't have to do anything. We don't have to cook or bake or do anything to make it happen. The holiness of the day itself makes all of these tikkunim fall into place. אבל ביונטף, שצריך להמשיך זויס על ידי איסרוסה דלסטו, whereas on Yontif, where in order to make this happen, it requires איסרוסה דלסטו, it requires initiative from below. על ידי התפילה בבחינת דינאנל, על כן, אף על פי שבטלן בוי כל המלוכס, even though on Yontif, the vast majority of מלוכה is eliminated, מחמא שכבר נכנע סטרחרה הרבה, because the סטרחרה has been subdued substantially, והקיעו כל הקדושס, and the סטרחרה has spit out all the קדושס that it swallowed, עד שהסחיל להויר ולהימושך הנוענל, to the point where we've started to see a flow from that Eden, from that Nohar Yoitse Mi'eden going into the Gan, שהוא הקוילנה, which is that special sound of the song and the מייחיח, אף על פי כן, כשמגיע לאכול מייחו יונטף, despite all of that, when the person is, when it comes to sitting down and eating the Yontif foods, צריכים איזה היסאירוס מלמטו. It requires some effort on our part כדי להגביר מזוינה דנפשא ומזוינה דגופה. In order to strengthen the soul over the body, the mozain of the soul over the mozain of the body. ועל כן, יש בוי מלאכס אוכל נפש דייקה. That's why on Yontif, there is מלאכה that's called אוכל נפש. כי צריכים למלאכה בשביל תיקן ואכילה. We require this מלאכה to fix up the אכילה, שהוא גמר כל התיקון המנהל, which is the culmination and the completion of all the tikkunim that Rabbeinu Zal mentioned over there. Dehainu, lahagbir mezoina denafshal, mezoina degufa, meaning to strengthen the mozana nefesh or the mozana guf. Vizeh bechina shnikras meleches oichel nefesh. This is why the Gemara calls it meleches oichel nefesh, k'moy shekosuv, ach asher yochel lechol nefesh, oichel nefesh daiko, hainu sheyiyeh hamaychol bechinas oichel nefesh. The reason why we're doing work on Yontif is to elevate the ochel to the category of ochel nefesh. It should be soul food. Dine mezon ed nafsha, lachmiya mezon ed gufa, and thereby subdue the mezon ed guf, shelozeh tzrich nadayin eze isarusa del satkanal. And that requires somewhat of an isarusa del sato on our part.